All right, we're going to do a math running record. And our math running record, first of all, I'm going to ask you some questions. You're going to just go through and tell me what the facts are. And then I'm going to ask you about your thinking. And then I'm going to ask you a little bit about math. Okay? All right. Okay, so let's start. You're just going to put your finger on it and tell me what the answer is.
0, 7, 40, 48, 12, 42, 81, 55, 96.
96. All right. Now, what do you do when you multiply a number by 0?
It's 0.
What do you do when you multiply a number by 1?
It's that number.
What do you do when you multiply a number by 5?
You times it by 5, but it'll be like you count by 5s.
Okay. What do you do when you times a number by 10?
You do it when it's at, like if it was a 4, you'll put a 0 behind it.
Okay. What do you do when you're multiplying by 2?
You do it 2 times.
What do you mean you do it 2 times?
Like if it's 2 times 2.
Uh-huh.
And you have 4. And sometimes, because when I do it, I just say 2 plus 2 is 4.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you use a doubles fact, kind of. You use your doubles facts. What about when you're multiplying like something like this by 4, like 3 times 4? How do you figure that out?
By counting by 3s.
Oh, okay. Counting by 3s. All right. What about if you're multiplying like 4 times 8? How would you figure that out?
So I would just count 4 8 times or 8 4 times.
Oh, okay. So you would count again. Okay. So what is 4 times 8?
32.
All right. So you know your facts. Just kind of like without doing, you know strategies, but you also know your facts, right? What do you do anytime like 9 times 7? What's the answer?
63.
All right. Do you like math? All right. What do you think is tricky? Do you think any part is tricky? All right. What do you do when you get stuck?
I work it on a piece of paper.
All right. All right, now I'm going to ask you some questions about division.